this, Aaron, this is a picture of the, it looks like a club gathering. They were probably having some sort of party.
Joined by his wife, Carol, 79-year-old George McCool unfurls a weathered, scroll-like panoramic picture of a packed dining hall. Around 100 recent Syrian immigrants are pictured enjoying whiskey, cigars, and traditional food at the Salam Club in Jacksonville. McCool guesses it was probably taken sometime in the 1940s or 50s. Jacksonville Salam Club began in 1912 as a civil rights organization for Syrian and other Middle Eastern immigrants and descendants. But Carol McCool says it was about more than social justice.
That is, it's an extended family. And so they were used to having extended family, and that's what they tried to recreate for themselves, I think, here.
The McCool's grandparents were Christians who fled violence under the Ottoman Empire back when Syria and Lebanon were the same country. George McCool says it's the same reason people are fleeing Syria now.
They came here for economic reasons, for freedoms to practice their religion, and for the opportunity that America gave.
The McCools are just two of the more than 1,300 Syrians who call Jacksonville home, according to the latest Census Bureau estimates. But after the massacre of more than 100 people in Paris at the hands of ISIS last week, officials around the country are rethinking welcoming more with open arms. Jacksonville cardiologist Yazan Khatib has lived half his life in the U.S. 2 years ago, his brother-in-law was able to adjust his status while visiting from Syria. He's now a permanent resident.
He definitely fulfilled the definition of a refugee during that time. What was I supposed to do then? Just throw him away, send him out? This is a brother-in-law with his wife and one-year-old son, and they're definitely not terrorists. I can tell you that for sure.
Khatib still has a lot of family in Syria, and he worries the recent violence will make it harder for them to find safe harbor. But Florida Governor Rick Scott and more than half of the governors of other states say accepting more refugees puts the country at risk. Even Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry voiced concerns in a letter to Senator Marco Rubio and other congressional leaders.
I love Syrian refugees. Those that are here, welcome to our city. We want to be helpful. My statement on the Syrian refugees yesterday was about a process. The facts are someone used that process to work their way into Paris and commit an act of terrorism.
Curry is referring to reports that a Syrian passport was found next to the body of one of the Paris attackers. But the validity of that document is questionable. The Guardian reported Serbian and Grecian officials have found evidence the passport may have been fake. Curry and other opponents of resettlement say the process lacks security, and Congress passed a measure putting resettlement on pause with a veto-proof majority, although Democratic senators say they'll vote the bill down. Still, refugee advocates say the vetting process is more than adequate.
The vetting process takes between 18 to 24 months, and it is very thorough. World Relief has received three families this year from Syria. They've waited more than the 24 months to come. They've endured quite a lot of hardship.
That's Michelle Clough of World Relief Jacksonville, a nonprofit that helps place refugees on the First Coast. Clough's co-worker Travis Trice says out of the 3 million people the U.S. Refugee Admissions Program has resettled, none have gone on to commit acts of terror.
We're not talking about, you know, immigrants on travel or student visas or asylees. We're talking about, this is a topic about the refugee program. And there, to date, has never been an attack on U.S. soil.
Still, according to the latest Bloomberg Politics poll, most Americans oppose taking in more Syrians. And advocates understand the apprehension. But they're imploring people to mind their history. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.